in the news today, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Australia will not be daunted by the challenge of climate change. World leaders have called for urgent action on climate change at the UN summit in Paris. Mr. Turnbull says he believes the summit will come to an agreement that will keep global warming below 2 degrees.
We are confident that with our collective leadership, we will, in common cause, secure our future.
Mexican investigators have confirmed a burnt-out van found with two bodies inside belonged to one of the missing Australian surfers. Canadian officials have confirmed the vehicle identification numbers match the registration of the van Dean Lucas and Adam Coleman were travelling in. The Australians were travelling towards Guadalajara but failed to arrive at their destination. The federal government has signalled it's willing to compromise further on cuts to family tax benefits. The Senate last night passed legislation to scrap family tax benefit Part B for couples when their youngest child turns 13. But Labor is refusing to support $4 billion worth of other savings. Social Services Minister Christian Porter says the government will seek crossbench support. And a pair of fishermen have rescued a wombat found swimming more than 250 metres offshore at a lake in central Tasmania. Bob Wilton and his stepson Craig Wilson used a net to rescue the wet marsupial. Mr. Wilton said he had no idea how the wombat ended up so far from shore.